In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. And the Father said to his Son, "We had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." I've never preached the prodigal son at a funeral before, but then I've never preached at a funeral for someone so much like a grandmother to me. Grandmas, they love like this. We call this story the prodigal son, but we could just as easily call it the prodigal father. Prodigal just means wasteful. The son is wasteful of his money, of his inheritance. The father in this story, much like grandmothers everywhere, is wasteful of his love. He gives his love away, and then he finds some more love to give away. Mildred O'Neill loved me like that. I just can't tell you how it felt to walk into a room and see that smile on her face for no other reason than she saw me. She loved me in a way I did not deserve, and I am not the only one. A family full of children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren devoted to her, loved by her, grieving her loss. We are all grieving with you. I am grieving with you. I will miss Mildred's sly smile. All of us could get up here and tell a story or two and tell each other what we will miss about Mildred. I heard a story last week about a prodigal son and about somebody who loved him so good. Theresa and Clay and I were sitting around with Mildred at the hospital. Every now and then, she'd try to hop out of her bed, and I said to her, "Mildred, you got to let these folks take care of you. You've been taking care of them for a long time, and now it's their turn to take care of you." And Clay told me about how she used to take care of him. He said when he was locked up, Granny used to fold up $100 bills real small. And slip them through when nobody was looking. I looked at Mildred, and she just smiled at me and said, "Well, you know, he was my baby. And I didn't care what he'd done. Right or wrong, I just loved him so good. And I wanted him to know it." I have heard tell of Mildred's salty tongue. There's not too many times that I regret being a priest, but sometimes my job gets in the way of me hearing the really good stories. Sadly, there are just some things folks won't say in front of a priest. But fun stories and conspiracies with grandchildren and those sweet words, "I love you so good," that's the legacy that Mildred leaves to us, that legacy of wasteful love. Grandmas love us like that. All the love we get is supposed to remind us of the love of God. God is where all of that love comes from. Love gets distorted, gets fractured and broken by us. But love comes from God, clear and unbroken, strong and durable. And that is the way that grandmothers know how to love. That's the way this father in the story loves today. Nobody else much understands him. The servants obey and kill the fatted calf, but neither of this man's sons can understand the way he loves. The wasteful son is shocked that his father would welcome him home after squandering the inheritance offered up to him. The faithful son is too angry for words at the notion that this ne'er-do-well would be offered any kind of welcome, much less the party of a lifetime. But that's the way that God loves us. Welcome is only the beginning. There is rejoicing and corks go flying and glasses are filled. Faith is rewarded, but reconciliation is cause for celebration. God's love is generous and searching and too big for words or limits of any kind. You want to know what God's love is like? Find a grandson who has disappointed his grandma, and then ask her to tell you a little bit about him. She knows he ain't perfect, but her heart is still burning up with love for that boy. The love of God burns bright like that. Bright as a noon sun, even on our darkest days. When you go home from this place, who are you going to love like that? When you are walking in your valley of shadow, will you be able to remember that God's love burns even brighter in the darkness? When you give thanks for Mildred O'Neill, will you say praise God for all the grandmothers who ever showed us a thing or two about this God who loves so wastefully, so faithfully? Amen.